Agricultural market reports on WILL are made possible with support from Busey. Small business is the next big business. So Busey offers solutions to fit growing business needs, from customizable lending options to succession planning. Busey, your dream, our promise.
Good Monday morning, everyone. This is Dave Dickey with the opening commodity market report. Let's look at the composite numbers as they stand right now in Kansas City. March wheat, 825 and three quarters, up 3 3/4. July at 846 and three quarters, up 4.5. March wheat in Chicago, 768 and three quarters, up 3 3/4. July, 782 and a quarter, up 4. March corn, 740 and a half, up 4.5. July, 733 and a quarter, up 4.5. December, 595 and three quarters, up 3 3/4. March soybeans, 1496 and a quarter, up 22. July, 1478, up 22 3/4. November, 1349 and three quarters, up 17 1/4. March soybean meal, 437, up 880. March soybean oil, 5343, up 44. February live cattle, 127.45, up 35. March feeders, 149.15, down a nickel. And February lean hogs are 87.80, and they are up 15 cents.
Support for agricultural programs comes from AgriGold Hybrids, featuring the AgriGold Giants, a group of five new hybrids designed to meet the performance standards of yield, health, and consistency required by Midwestern corn growers. More information is at AgriGoldGiants.com or at 800-262-7333.
The 24th Annual All-Day Ag Outlook Meeting is March 5th at the Beef House in Covington, Indiana. And we have a dynamite lineup, including John Bondrand of Bondrand Futures, Murray Wise of Murray Wise & Associates, and University of Illinois ag economist Peter Goldsmith. Our theme this year is Strategies for Market Profitability in 2013. The cost is $25 and includes a continental breakfast and Beef House lunch. Register now at 217-333-7300 and avoid the registration line. We'll take all major credit cards. Call 217-333-7300, and we'll mail your tickets good for our VIP line the day of the event. And we're about down to our last 100 tickets, so if you have been considering going to the All-Day Ag Outlook meeting, now would be the time to call. Also, if you are in the Mahomet area this evening, why don't you go over to the Farm Credit Services offices and be a part of another one of our all-day, evening outlook meetings tonight at the Farm Credit Services building. We'll have Matt Bennett of Total Grain Marketing, Jackie Vakes of Stuart Peterson Group, and this man, Kurt Kimmel of Bates Commodities, and he is in Normal, Illinois. Good morning, Kurt.
Good morning, Dave.
So this evening at the Farm Credit Services building, registration 6 o'clock, a little meal, and then we'll get started right then thereafter. What kind of questions do you think that you're going to hear tonight?
Boy, it's always interesting to attend these Outlook meetings. It can vary a lot. Of course, the main probably question would be how high is high here on this up move we've seen. We've seen the winter low sort of be in place here. Now we're searching for a winter high. And the market's getting up to some levels here where sparking some interest from producers to add to some sales or extend to some sales out to new crop marketings. So it's always interesting to go to these meetings and see what type of questions do develop.
Well, we today hit the number that everybody from a technical standpoint had been pointing to in November soybeans at 1349, 1350-ish. The question is there more ups and more hops in this?
Well, we'll see if we maintain these levels, but 13.5 was 62% back up to the Ohio 1409. We established last September there. The momentum indicator getting a little overbought through here, but when you looked over the old bean picture, we've seen a smaller crop here from a historical point of view. Strong demand to Asia, South American production priced in, you know, fairly lofty numbers, and those production estimates are starting to come down. A little too wet in portions of Brazil, extremely dry in some portions of Argentina there. So as we move along here, if those weather patterns consist, and if the beans do not move out of the southern hemisphere in a timely fashion, it's going to help provide support to our beans here in the U.S. as Asia comes forward here to gather some inventory.
In corn, are the traders taking into account the possible decrease in corn in Argentina to the degree that they're talking about all these soybean losses?
Well, that's supportive. When you talk corn out of the southern hemisphere, it's not a very large number compared to the beans, per se. When you look at the corn situation, the rally there pretty well deterred the demand to alternative sources or created some downtime in some cases. So overall, world demand for corn is relatively slow, just the fact we've got lower world corn supplies. In fact, we're importing corn. We've record imports here in the U.S. of 100 million bushels. So it's not a large extent out of the southern hemisphere. Overall, corn movement in general is just plain slow as users have gone to alternative sources.
The spread between wheat and corn is, I can't believe it's 28, well, about 28 and a quarter, 28 and a half cents right now. Have we chewed through this wheat enough where it's not a detriment to corn prices?
Well, we're at a point here where, we should see the spread start to catch in through here and see the emphasis back on the wheat side of the equation. Wheat-wise, we are the cheapest in the world almost here domestically, so I would just think that further erosion here in U.S. wheat prices would stimulate some overall demand in wheat here, as particularly Egypt needs to get some coverage in place, Dave.
Didn't get a huge pop on the opening from the cattle market off of the cattle on feed report on Friday. Is that yet to come?
Well, we've seen those numbers priced in here on the January report. If you go back a week on the cattle market, the market gapped higher there a week ago last Monday. We traded sideways all week there. Technically, it's kind of interesting to pull up the chart and look because we went down to try to fill that gap. We were unable to fill that gap. Now we're moving higher. The cattle market, the fats particularly, are anywhere from 35 to 80 cents higher to present time. So if we can put in a higher close today, I would think today's low is going to be relatively good support. And if you're a speculative trader, I'd be buying the cattle complex and putting a stop under today's low with the idea that the cattle complex is going to move higher as we move into next summer. We particularly like the June cattle. You can trade it several different ways. One conservative way to get in the cattle market is the option strategy. We're doing some option strategies here where it's relatively cheap. With the idea the market does move higher in here, there's going to be some substantial rewards trading the long side.
Thank you very much, Kurt.
Take care.
That's Kurt Kimmel of Bates Commodities, and he is in Normal, Illinois. Current tick in the marketplace, March wheat in Kansas City, 823 and a quarter, up 1 1/4. July, 843 and 3/4, up 1 1/2. March wheat in Chicago, 769, up 4. July, 781 and a half, up 3 1/4. March corn, 739 and 3/4, up 3 3/4. July, 732 and a half, up 3 3/4. December, 595 and 3/4, up 3 3/4. March soybeans, 1493 and 3/4, up 19 and a half. July, 1475 and a quarter, up 20. November, 1348 and a quarter. Now 48 even, up 15 and a half. March soybean meal, 436.10, up 790. March soybean oil, 53.32, up 33. You're listening to Illinois Public Media, WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM, HD3 Urbana.